have the Passover, the new covenant now.
One of the hardest conditions of the new covenant is that in order to receive forgiveness, you have to give forgiveness. In order to hold on to the forgiveness that the Father has given you, you have to extend it. And yet sometimes we will find that we forgive someone, and then wouldn't you know it, you have to forgive them again. How many of you have been in that situation? And that's why when Peter said, is 70 times 7 in one day enough? And Yeshua didn't say, oh, come on, you should do it just one time. If you do it right, it only takes one time. In fact, forgiveness may require many different moments, many different times, and many different levels. And there may be a time when you think you are completely forgiving someone, and it turns out later that it's superficial. You thought you had forgiven, and then something else happened, and you realized that there's more forgiveness to be given. It's not that you had not forgiven. It's that at that new moment, at that new time, you realized more forgiveness was necessary. What to do? Yeshua's answer is very clear. Keep going. Keep going. Every time you recognize a greater need for forgiveness, offer that. Go deeper. Go deeper still until you get to the bottom of it. And you may think that you did all the business you had to do, and then something happens in your life and you realize, I got to get through this one more time. I've got to go deeper yet. And Yeshua's words make it really clear. Even if it's 70 times 7 on a day, you don't stop. You keep going deep with the Lord. So that's Yeshua's condition for us. That's the Lord's condition for us. This is all built on the idea of the second great commandment, that you must love your neighbor as yourself. And when you read that in its context, you find out in Leviticus that it says, don't bear a grudge and don't hate your brother in your heart. It's interesting that in Matthew it uses the same language, in your heart. Because that's where this forgiveness really can hide itself, in our hearts. You shall not take vengeance nor carry any grudge against the children of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. I want to ask the Hungers and the Grays to come up here tonight and serve Seudat HaMashiach, the meal of Messiah. Will you say Seudat HaMashiach? This is a Hasidic name for the meal of Messiah, the last Passover that's celebrated among some of the Hasids who gather right before the conclusion of Pesach. Before everything's over, they have one more Seder, very unusual. They take matzah, they take wine, and they anticipate the coming of Messiah. Messianic Jews aren't quite sure what to call this. We used to know 2,000 years ago when we did this and spread it out to the nations. But in our current day and age, a lot of Messianic Jews don't know what to call it. And even on the Rabbis Forum this week with the IAMCS, the International Alliance of Messianic Congregations and Synagogues, there was a big discussion what to call this and how often to do this. Many different opinions. I believe that it's good for us to be regular in coming to the Lord, coming to the table of the Lord, to receive cleansing, to hold ourselves to both the demands and the benefits of the new covenant. So I want to invite you, if you have confessed Yeshua as your Lord, if you believe in your heart that He is Adonai, that He died as a sacrifice for your sins and rose from the dead, if you know that He came down from heaven to be your Pesach, and that he rose again from the grave, and that he ascended into heaven again, and that he will return in the days of Messiah, in the age of Messiah. He will be back. If that's your confession and your obedience is to the Lord is based on that, then you have a right to come and celebrate and to partake of this. And so I want to ask you to come forward by rows. We'll start in the front row and just come up. And you can get a little cup and a piece of matzah, take it back to your seat. And we'll all wait until we are ready together. I remember those moments when I watched as an observer because I wasn't quite ready myself. That's a good position to be in if you're a seeker and not yet sure where you stand. Let me read to you from Colossians chapter 3, the New Living Translation. It says, since God chose you to be the holy people whom he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. You must make allowance for each other's faults and forgive the person who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Long ago, Rabbi said, he who has a forgiving spirit is himself forgiven. And I like this from an old Jewish book called The Testament of the 12 Patriarchs. It says, translated, love ye one another from the heart. And if a man sins against thee, cast forth the poison of hate and speak peaceably to him. Beware of hatred, because it works lawlessness even against the Lord himself. For it will not hear the words of the commandments concerning the loving of one's neighbors. We take seriously the importance of forgiveness. We take seriously these words that Dr. Hunger was giving us tonight about putting offenses behind us. It's not that we never get offended, it's that we don't keep those and allow them to defile us or to defile others. I encourage you to take time sometimes to revisit these messages. You can listen. You can find the link for these messages online at BethIsraelNow.com. And you'll find a link to our online free podcasts and downloads and streaming. It might interest you that as many as 500 different people are listening to our messages each time. People who aren't generally in Jacksonville. And it's a way that God is allowing us to share the good news far beyond ourselves. So it's good to revisit these words from Dr. Kevin's message last week and then this week. Keep hold of these things. Review your notes. Contemplate them and pursue them in the days to come. What God speaks to you here through those who teach and those who preach here is useful for your everyday life. It's not just something to think about while you're present. It's food for your soul and for your spirit.
Kevin, those were useful words you brought to us tonight. Thank you. Thank you. The scripture teaches us that in the first generation of believers, they would gather together often and they would remember the new covenant, which they celebrated with Yeshua, and they taught others to celebrate this, and they learned to discern the body, they learned to discern what Yeshua had done, and they learned to discern the corporate expression of Yeshua on this earth, you and me together. And they took time to give thanks to the Lord and also to examine themselves and to confess their sin. And this is something we can always be doing, because the one who confesses his sin is forgiven his sin because of God's justice. And then he's cleansed of his unrighteousness. And the Bible teaches us that when we come together like this, we don't want to hold on to sin. We want to confess it freely to the Lord so that we can receive everything he has for us. And those that do many times find that God heals them. He heals them spiritually. He heals them emotionally. He heals them physically. Some of you have had the experience of having supernatural physical healings as you have prepared yourself and taken of Seudat HaMashiach. Others of you have just gotten free in your hearts. In every case, it belongs to you. Forget not the benefits of the Lord. Let's lift up this matzah, this bread of affliction, which to us is a reminder that Yeshua gave his body for us. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, the King of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth. I've said it before, but in ancient Hebrew, the word lechem meant not only bread, but it meant flesh and body. So who brings forth a body from the earth as well. Such a great prayer the Jewish people have. Thank you, Lord, that the bread of life came down from heaven. And though he was sacrificed for us, he rose from the grave. Blessed are you, Lord, who bring forth from the grave. In the name of Yeshua, we pray. Amen. Let's lift up our cups to the Lord. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam barei pri hagafen. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who creates the fruit of the vine. Lord, you said that you are the vine and we are simply branches. We take our life from you. You gave your life for us, and we have life because of you. Thank you, God, that you not only created us, but you sustain us with life. And thank you for your blood sacrifice, which has become our Kippur, our atoning sacrifice. Blessed are you, O Lord, who gave the life of your Son for us. In the name of Yeshua. Amen. You can pass your cups into the center. The ushers will collect them. Don't forget about our celebration in just a few minutes of the Kaufman's 56th anniversary with special cake. Don't forget about tomorrow at 2 o'clock, tryouts for all you actors and actresses, drama buffs, and spiel makers. A Purim spiel. Spielbergs. Let's close with Aaron's blessing. Gather together with your family or with your friends. And if your family's not your friends, work on these things.
You didn't mention Shabbat service, which is tomorrow.
And we do have a Shabbat service tomorrow, always. Saturdays at 10:30, we read from Torah, the Haftarah from the Brit Chadashah, and we make the Word of God, the ministry of the Word of God, central in that service.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. Ye'er Adonai p'nav elecha v'yichunecha. Yisa Adonai p'nav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep watch over you. The Lord cause the light of his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his face to you and give you his peace in the name of the Prince of Peace. Amen. Shabbat shalom.